Welcome to the Menagerie of Enlightenment. Today, we are going to explore the nature exhibit. Each plant is unique. As such, we are going to take a brief tour of the plant exhibit and learn about the dandelion plant. Often blown to make wishes, this delicate and beautiful plant also has a few unique things that make it interesting. According to Cass Hildebrand in his herbarium book, this plant is one of the most safe and effective medicinal plants used to treat illness. All parts of the plant can be used to treat health problems. The root can be used as a laxative, the leaves can be used as a diuretic, and even the flowers can be used to treat coughs. Moreover, it is also rich in A, B, C, and D vitamins. You can eat the leaves with salad or add them to juices to help with high blood pressure. According to Botanica website, the dandelion is a perennial herb that is native to Eurasia but can be found throughout the temperate parts of North America. It has deep roots, leaves that are either smooth, toothed, or deeply cut, and one yellow flower head holding ray flowers. It can grow up to 45 cm in height, or it can stay at 5 cm. According to Stories in Science website, dandelions usually bloom in spring and summer in the temperate zone. When it does, the puff of white cloud that is usually associated with dandelions are actually a bouquet of 200 flowers in the head of the plant. Each flower contains a seed that can be blown by the wind to a distance to produce another plant. Moreover, the dandelion produces milk juice that can be used as a latex or rubber. Dandelions are also unique plants in that they are practical as they close up at night when there are no pollinators willing to carry their seeds. Their stalks are resistant against strong winds, but a single snap of its stalk by human hand ends its life cycle. Some old ladies and children like to collect the plant to make dandelion wine to warm up their bodies in the cold seasons. Engineers are also fascinated by how the dandelions stay upright and sail smoothly in the air. Catherine J. Wu from PBS has written about a group of engineers at the University of Edinburgh in Scotland who have researched into the flight of dandelion seeds. The scientists used a tiny vertical wind tunnel to simulate flight. They found out that the reason why dandelion seeds can stay afloat in the air so well is due to the gaps between the bristles of each individual flower. When the air flows up towards the peppers, which is what each flower is called, it is redirected toward a vortex of air above the peppers, which push the air back down towards the top of the peppers, where the flower ascended once more. Thus, the wind tunnel simulation of flight helps create an ever-present pocket of low pressure above the peppers, which keep the dandelions afloat while sailing smoothly in the air. Gaining the attention of people of all ages and of different backgrounds, the dandelion is a unique but interesting plant that has both healing and aesthetic properties. So what do you think about dandelion? Do let me know. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. See you next time.